Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting perspective of ADHD.
Right.
Last week, we talked a lot about ADHD, alternative treatments to ADHD. And, you know, as always seems to be the case, after we do a series on something, then we find some more articles that we should have included this one and talked about this one in it. Because this one is, the title is In Praise of ADHD. I like it.
You know, I love this article because, I love this article because it contains some things that I've thought about. So it must be good if I thought about it, right?
Yeah.
The reason I like it is because there have been other people who said that ADHD, there's not an ADHD gene.
Right.
But nature doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
So there must be some reason.
Right.
Why ADHD was left in the gene pool.
Right.
I mean,
it doesn't make mistakes so grandly that they continue through the through
generation after generation. Eventually, nature cleans out.
Right.
Sort of.
That I know we have to be careful. Yeah.
But there's a reason. There has to be some evolutionary reason for ADHD. And if you think about it for a minute, we always think about any disorder in terms of current culture.
Right.
Don't think about any disorder as current culture, because ADHD exists in all cultures, and it has existed for at least 2,000 years.
Right.
I mean, Socrates and Plato wrote about young people who couldn't sit still and couldn't pay attention. Right. So ADHD is not new. It's been around for thousands of years. That, if that's the case, and it has been, then there must be some evolutionary value to it, because otherwise it would have been bred out of the system.
Right. Yeah, because I was explaining this or talking about this with a patient the other day, and we were talking about how, you know, when you think about the way in which we change over time, you know, and think about things from an evolutionary perspective, from a biologically, we are almost identical today than we were, you know, thousands of years ago.
If you look at our genes,
yeah,
the genes today are similar to the identical to the genes 10,000 years ago.
Right. Socially, however, things are very, very different. You know, in our talks about ADHD and things, we had that slide where we talk about, you know, our biology in many ways is still made to survive on the, you know, in the African plains.
That's right.
And in, you know, what we would consider caveman-like days and tribal days.
That's right. Until recently, you had no, in most of the world, even in the United States, which is one of the world's youngest countries, you had to grow your own food to survive. And if you didn't, you died.
Right.
If you ran out of food and you're, you know, hundreds of miles from civilization, you could die of starvation, and people did.
Right.
All over the world, people were dying of starvation well into the second half of the last century.
Right.
Okay? So it's only been recently that we have had a reliable food supply and an organized city-state, if you will. Prior to that, you had to be gathering food, either a hunter-gatherer or farmer or something. You had to be getting your food on a daily basis.
And so I'm sure that the question you're asking now is, why are they talking about this in a podcast about ADHD? Well, it's because, as we were joking before we started recording, if I was living in that type of environment on a desert island, you know, in the, you know, in the plains of Africa, in a forest somewhere, in the rainforest, I would want somebody with me with ADHD.
Or we could put it this way. We're going to drop you off in the outback of Australia. Would you like to have an intellectual, a sedentary intellectual with all of her books? Or would you like to have a hyperactive hunter-gatherer? In that setting,
Right.
The advantage would be for the person with ADHD.
Absolutely.
Not for the person without ADHD. In our culture, it's just the opposite.
Right.
When you sit in an organized, highly structured school setting, mm-hmm. ADHD becomes a disadvantage.
Right.
So in a sense, it's culture bound.
Right.
You know, you strand me on a desert island, give me somebody with ADHD
right.
who has a lot of energy and can stay awake.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's going to, you know, we think of hunting, you know. when you're hunting, you have to be able to, you know, well, let me say it this way. We think of hunting today
that's right.
as sitting up in a tree stand and waiting for something to
with
show
a
up.
A high-powered rifle that right. will knock something over with one shot.
Right. That's not the way that hunting has always been done, of right. course. Now, in the day, hunting was done by stalking your prey and, you know, looking for it. And you would have to go find it once you shot it, you know, with a bow and arrow or whatever.
And your bare feet running through the
exactly.
forest.
You know. So you would have to be very attuned to small movements. You would have to be able to pick up right. on little details that change. Mm-hmm. And that is what ADHD does.
That's what they're good at.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when you're sitting in a busy classroom, and you can hear that one little noise in the back of the room that just catches your attention, that's not too dissimilar from being in a forest, and you can hear that one little leaf rustle that lets you know that there's something over there
that is informative.
Right.
You know, if it's a new signal, it could be informative.
Right.
And the person with ADHD doesn't filter all that stuff out. They manage all of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a price you pay for that.
Right.
So what we're saying here is that probably from a genetic or evolutionary standpoint, ADHD had to serve some mm-hmm. purpose.
Right.
Okay, and we believe that it did. That's what this article is
right.
about. Is that what does he entitle it? The advantages
in praise of ADHD.
In praise of ADHD.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something here that we should be reconsidering.
Right.
And he begins by talking about his own son
yeah.
and mother. And it was funny because I'm sure other families have had
yeah.
similar issues where
yeah.
his 11-year-old son was hyperactive and his 85-year-old mother didn't want to medicate him.
Right.
And said, do we really want to medicate those qualities out of him?
Right.
And so he began to research the topic, and this is what he talks about what he found.
Yeah, I like it because what the mother of the mm-hmm. author said to him was, you know, you don't need to slow your son down.
Right.
You need to speed up.
That's right. To keep up in this world.
Right.
Okay. And he talks about these great statistics where he talks about
mm-hmm.
we hear four times as many words.
Right.
And this generation hears four times as many words as they did in the past.
Right.
And that the average person goes to 26 websites
mm-hmm.
to plan one vacation.
Right.
You know, so there's this flood of information.
Mm-hmm.
Four times the number of words we encountered daily
right.
a generation ago. And we go to 26 websites. And that's true. I was looking through the history of my, you know, how
mm-hmm.
even I know that you can go to history and look through where your family's been shopping.
Thanks so much, Pat.
And my wife and daughter are out of town. And there was page after page mm-hmm. after page
right.
of websites that are looking for hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And I thought about this, that she's probably above average on that.
Right.
More than 26 websites yeah. to plan a two-day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the where he goes with this, he doesn't necessarily go to the plains and desert island that we were talking about.
Right.
But the point is that perhaps some of the impulsivity mm-hmm. and some of the distractibility
right.
and some of those behaviors that we see in children and individuals with ADHD are a benefit from the perspective of the way in which we think about and construct concepts, that maybe ADHD adds a benefit to right. where we think about things that someone else may not have thought about before.
Mm-hmm. Because we're letting all the information in.
Right.
We're thinking about all the information.
Right. Right. Yeah, something that someone else wouldn't have even thought about because mm-hmm. it would have not made it through some of those filters that we have in our brain.
Right.
For the ADHD person, that gets through the filter.
That's
and
right.
so it comes into consciousness, and so they may have the potential of thinking about things that no one else would have thought about before.
And he has a wonderful line that I had never thought about before, and all of you parents or adults with ADHD or parents of children with ADHD will appreciate that this woman, the school psychologist in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
did that assessment and found that 32% of the ADHD kids qualified for a magnet art school,
right.
Highly selective art school in Louisiana. And the point is that these children tend to be more creative.
Mm-hmm.
And the author says, it's a trade-off. You're trading the distractibility mm-hmm. for creativity.
Right.
Yes, you're more distracted, you're less inhibited, but that also makes you more creative.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really a nice perspective. You know, we mm-hmm. think about, and it's very, I don't know if sad is the right word. It's disappointing that we live in a world today where the expectations in schools are such that we have to,
mm-hmm.
and I use the word have to almost intentionally, mm-hmm. because if you want your child to be successful, the way in which right. society determines success,
it, right.
For your child to be successful, they have to be able to mm-hmm. control and manage and inhibit all of these things.
Right. You know, are you going to talk about the farmers, hunter-gatherers and farmers?
Yeah.
This is so fascinating to me because we are a nation of immigrants,
mm-hmm.
the United States.
Right.
Your family's been here longer than mine,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And you've been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Were they here during the Revolution?
I'm not sure if they're
certainly
that far.
During the Civil War.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mine came.
And we have some Native American ancestry, right. so.
And I was, the study he talks about here is it's a tribe in Africa
mm-hmm.
and in Kenya.
Yeah.
Okay. And for generations, for thousands of years, they were hunter-gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, some of them switched to farming.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was that the hunter-gatherers had a higher percentage of the ADHD gene variant,
right,
than the farmers,
right,
because those two tasks require vastly different abilities,
mm-hmm.
and you can understand that because if you're a hunter-gatherer, you want to have these other traits that we associate with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call them disabilities if you're a hunter-gatherer,
right?
Okay. But the more fascinating of these studies was the migration study.
Mm-hmm.
And they used this, and why Jewish? Because Jews are a homogeneous group,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what they found was the farther that Jews migrated,
mm-hmm.
the more likely they were to have the ADHD gene variant.
Right.
Okay? And he talks about the Jew, but the conclusion is that. Now, I have absolutely no scientific data for this and never heard anybody talk about it. But in keeping with that same theme, we're a nation of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather,
mm-hmm.
my maternal grandfather,
mm-hmm.
was one of many children.
Right.
He was the only one who came to the United States,
mm-hmm.
who migrated to the United States.
Right.
And you wonder.
Yeah.
If he was the only one who couldn't be contained in that little Italian village.
Right.
You know, who came here? Who had the nerve?
Mm-hmm.
Who had the disinhibition? Who mm-hmm. had the courage?
Right.
If you're a couch potato, it's unlikely that you're going to migrate.
Right.
You're going to stay in your comfort zone.
Right.
You have to be active, risk-taking, right. novelty-seeking.
Right.
In order to get on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And go to some place where you don't speak the language and you don't know anybody,
right.
and get dropped off in a big city and manage life on your own.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a higher ADHD gene variant.
Maybe that's why in the United States we have a higher rate of ADHD than some other countries.
And
I think that but that's also the way that we need to interpret the data from the Kenyan tribe and from the
right.
Jewish study is that, you know, it wasn't that the Kenyan tribesmen who became farmers showed a decreased prevalence right. of that mm-hmm. gene expression.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's a specific gene for ADHD, but
right. the gene variant,
right.
whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. But it was that the people who didn't have it, to begin with, were the ones who decided to become farmers.
That's right. If you didn't have the gene variant,
right,
you became a farmer. You self-selected,
right,
if you
right.
will.
Not mm-hmm. that you knew that you didn't have it, but no. you just was like, man, I'm getting tired of like.
I don't want to run around chasing animals in the woods.
I just want to stay here and grow stuff.
That's right. I want to hang around with my kids and just stay around the trailer park
right.
here, the mobile home park.
And those with that gene variant, they're like, you guys are crazy.
Right.
I got to keep moving. I got to keep doing stuff and get, you know, express this, mm-hmm. and, you know, use the skills that I have, which, you know, make them very much more likely to survive in that hunter-gatherer type of model. So
no, I think it's
fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating. And the migration studies mm-hmm. are that because
yeah, the, same thing.
The Jews who went to Greece and Rome had a larger, had a more, were more likely to have the gene variant than Jews who migrated mm-hmm. a shorter distance
right.
into Ethiopia and Yemen. And so you begin to wonder,
yeah,
what is it about? Because we have talked about this in my family, mm-hmm. that our family members all migrated, and you wonder about the characteristics of the family members who didn't migrate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what
mm-hmm.
was it about them that they stayed?
Yeah.
And what is it about the ones who came here? And you wonder why America turned out the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
As a nation of immigrants, these are the brave ones. These are the courageous ones. These are the maybe the ADHD ones,
yeah.
you know, who had the courage to come here. But they certainly put a footprint on the country, because when they came here, it was that same kind of driving force mm-hmm. that moved to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
You know, just a fascinating look at things.
It is fascinating. So,
but the point is, this whole thing about ADHD,
mm-hmm.
it's not a disease.
Right.
It's a gene variant that served mm-hmm. a very useful function
mm-hmm.
for thousands and thousands of our years
right.
of our history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
and it's only not, a problem here.
And yeah, it's not until you say, now you have to sit in this desk for
sit here.
7.5 hours a day.
That's right, because we were built to move.
Right.
We were built to be constantly moving. Our joints are that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason we're having so many orthopedic problems is because our joints were meant to move, you know, in 180 degrees or
mm-hmm.
you know, in all directions every day.
Right.
And when you don't do that, they start to malfunction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and it's the same with this. I mean, this is just a fascinating perspective
yeah.
on ADHD.
Yeah. And the link is in the show notes, so we definitely encourage you to
yeah.
check it out and read
it's
it.
Fun it's, reading.
It's a really nice one. So, all right. That is it for today, then.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.